Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Amen. Have you ever wanted to be a superhero? I know I did when I was a kid. And truth be told, I still want to be a superhero. And as I've been thinking about today, Easter got me thinking about heroes and how every hero seems to have a journey they need to make. How a hero gets a distress message, gathers help, then heads out to assist the ones in need, battles enemies, or solves the crisis, all while facing their worst fears, to then return home to their lives slightly changed in a good way from the experience. And isn't this what resurrection is all about? Isn't this day where we see what happens when our everyday lives experience the mystery of God, and where we are reminded that there is something better than pursuing influence, status, and money, that it is better to seek out hope and love, and that this is what makes us powerful and able to transform lives. And this kind of superpower exists within each of us if we let it. The women remind us also of the power of witnessing to one's faith. They proclaim what they have seen. They share the gift of Christ's resurrection even after being terrified by the sudden appearance of the angels. Isn't that what superheroes do? The women's faith in God and Jesus sent them out into the world to share the good news. A good news that says Christ comes to bring peace to broken hearts. Peace to hearts destroyed by violence. Peace to hearts crumbling under oppression. Peace to hearts weakened by fear. Christ shows us how to hope and how to love and how to have courage in the middle of an empty tomb. And aren't superheroes the people who care for us the most? Who love us, including all the things we do that make them crazy? And who also, through loving us, show us how to love and how to care for others? Don't superheroes show us how to greet great pain and meet this pain with even greater compassion, and that this is how we display tremendous strength. The myth of going it alone and being stoic doesn't serve us well. Being a superhero requires a willingness to know both our strengths and our weaknesses, how to hold ourselves accountable to a greater good, and that life is better with family, with friends, with community. This kind of gentleness is rooted in a compassion while remaining invested in justice and hope. This is the space where compassion helps us transform our everyday selves, helping us become something greater than we thought we could, perhaps even something super. Easter morning is God's clearest statement that the world is meant to be different, and that those who follow in the way of the risen Lord are called to live differently. The good news is not something to sit back and watch. The good news is something that demands a response, demands us to act. Because the truth of the Easter story, that truth that it holds, that once we walk up to that tomb and see it empty, we cannot go back to the status quo. The resurrection impels us to act, to risk, to challenge, to take up the cross, bearing witness to hope and love, ever changed by being followers of the way of Jesus Christ, superheroes. Amen.